reserve currency. The custom of having a reserve currency as an economic reference was created in the days of actual paper ledgers. The ledgers were maintained by armies of accountants in green eye shades using sharp yellow pencils and gum erasers. They didn't even have a basic four-function calculator. The reserve currency made life easier for the accountants, and the reserve currency made it easier for everyone to understand transactions. The economic system was designed to minimize arithmetic because arithmetic was expensive and error-prone. The accountants who provided the arithmetic made a pretty good salary. Today, you can buy computer chips for a few bucks that can do millions of error-free calculations per second. Today's financial analysts all seem to have desks with at least three large computer monitors. The monitors provide access to real-time data created by a network of computers and people, all facilitated by cheap arithmetic. We no longer need a single reserve currency. We do desperately need honest means of exchange. Authoritarian reserve currencies seem to have a very limited lifetime. They contribute to a boom and bust cycle. Perhaps if we discard the idea of a single authoritarian reserve currency, we could build more stable economic systems. Periods of economic instability are hazardous to our health and our prosperity. Gold and silver are libertarian reserve currencies, and they have filled that role for at least thousands of years. To analyze a business transaction, we need to know the value of what we have and the value of what we want to acquire. The most reliable way to determine value is the free market. But authoritarian governments often set the value of their currency by authoritarian means. Fiat is basically a euphemism for government violence. Fiat currencies are backed by government violence. Authoritarian valuation of fiat currencies distorts the market and promotes foolish and counterproductive transactions. This authoritarian interference causes poverty and chaos in the general society, but it makes a few people very wealthy. This is all well known to the so-called financial experts, but they're pushed by the government to cover it up. The most important function of a free market is to establish and report prices. We want to know the price of what we own compared to the price of what we want. If we all had to haggle over every transaction, the economy would grind to a halt. Honest market information prevents that from happening. If people will honestly report how many of this widget they traded for that widget, etc., the relative valuation can be easily calculated because of the falling price of arithmetic. We don't need an authoritarian reserve currency, but we do need to reform how we generate and report price information. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.